Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bumper Pool from the University of Arkansas. We just won the Outback Bowl, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I think we are back, but who knows for sure.
We are.
Good for you, then.
We are back. And coming out of that break, Bumper Pool was a liner that I got for the radio show. So,
great name.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a college kid that they're hoping gets drafted to number one because his last name is Booty. Like B-O-O-T-Y. So I've seen some stuff online. They're like, somebody please draft this guy. I need to have a jersey that says Booty on the back.
Just have one made.
Well, it's not the same. It's got to be a real Booty. It can't be a fake Booty.
Booty's Booty.
No, I don't think so. Like, yeah, because you can fake Booty. You can go down and have a procedure done. You can buy a Booty.
Yeah, but in today's world, it still makes it Booty.
That's true. I guess they're all equal.
All right, so give me your thoughts on last Saturday night, or really it was Saturday morning. I believe it was in Singapore. Your main event was Max Holloway taking on the Korean Zombie, who knew he was going to retire and pretty much showed that. I mean, it was still a decent fight. He went balls to the wall. He threw everything, figured knockout or get knocked out. But you do, and he does fight that way. I get that. But when you know you're retiring, I think it changes the fight up, A, tremendously, and B, they use the L word that I can't say on a new notch.
Yeah, not a fan of it. I think you're right. It changes the whole matrix of the fight and the week up to it, and you know how much training preparation goes into it. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, me either. You know, and. I still think, I don't care who you are, you can be the Korean Zombie. You can be a guy that fights from bell to bell. I get all that. But if you know this is it, I just think it's still an out. It's my last fight.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I don't like it.
Okay.
But your boy Anthony Smith walked away with a victory after a decision, third round. So... still fighting, the Lionheart still fighting strong. Max Holloway still getting victories in the octagon. Boy, Alex Caceres took a loss, you know, probably because he's got the Randy curse on him for not doing the show.
Hey, you know, you bring it upon yourself.
They call it the Randy rub for a reason. Like, if you blow off Randy Harris and knock out Radio, your likelihood of winning goes way down.
You know, we typically have a good ranking.
Yeah, no, it's a real thing. I mean, we've shown that if you do Randy's Radio, it's a good luck charm, and people usually go on to win on Saturday after they do the show on Wednesday.
So, if we get Stipe on before the John Jones fight?
Man, it makes it a lot more interesting, right?
I don't have a betting favorite. You know, it doesn't really matter to me personally. You know, I like both guys. I like, you know, one as a person more than the other. I like one as a fighter more than the other. And it is what it is. But yeah, the rub, you know, I think college football starts like tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Did you realize that?
No.
I believe the Gators play tomorrow. I think they play Utah tomorrow.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Yeah. Because of the hurricane, they had to fly to Dallas. So they practiced yesterday morning.
I'm against that.
Why?
I think you should play where the schedule says you're to play.
No, they're going to play in Salt Lake, but they flew out early to practice in Dallas before they headed up to Salt Lake.
Oh, I thought the game was in Gainesville. I wanted to play there.
They had to get out before the storm because the airports were closing.
I think if there's a tragedy and you're scheduled to play away, they should automatically change it to play at home.
They'll fly everybody into a hurricane to play them?
Yeah, well, the hurricane's gone. The hurricane's not going to be here tomorrow.
No, it's not gone. It's still around. They say it's going to loop. Once it gets in the Atlantic, it might loop back and come back to Tampa.
Really?
There's one spaghetti plot that goes like the gray line, and they're like, somebody get that guy out of here. It's like one model shows that once it gets out into like the Gulf, then a steering current is going to bring it back across the state through Jacksonville down to Tampa. So we may see this thing again next week.
That would be interesting. I don't think that's ever happened, but
it has. It has happened, yeah.
When they do these crayon pictures, do they put you all in the same room, or do you do it separately? And if you do it separately, how do they always have this almost the same tracking?
What, the European models and all that? The GFS?
Yeah, the European, the Indian, the Asian, the French, yeah. The British, the Christian.
Well, I mean, I think they all have different, you know, readings that they based on wind shear and like, you know, like experience and temperature of the water and cold front highs, lows. I mean, so they all calculate it differently. That's why you have variations in it.
Yeah, but they have to all be in cahoots. It's not science. They all sit around a Ouija board and right. That's how they figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they predict it, but they're all pretty. I mean, you would expect professionals all to be pretty similar, right? I mean, all be in agreement.
You know what we could do? If I would have really cared about the show today, I would have had Leslie Lacey on.
Hey, she does weather, right?
She's doing weather down in the Bradenton, Sarasota area.
Oh, she's busy. Yeah, she couldn't do our show today.
She'll be co-hosting the Super Bowl remotes from Radio Row.
Hopefully.
Well, we're gonna have a contest between you and her.
Okay.
So this is what my thoughts are. We're gonna do a decathlon, so 10 events. I'm gonna make this as fair as possible. I'm gonna let you pick any two events. Anything. You can think about it, or you can tell me what the two are right now. And then she'll pick two events. And it can be any. And then I'll pick the other six.
All right. So my first event, I pick avoiding a Buccaneer a football game.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to win that one because I'm the best of avoiding those things. So... and second, I'm going to pick drinking a bottle of Mark Wahlberg's tequila.
Okay. Did you go get some?
No, but did you see your boy Ric Flair did the most awkward toast at a liquor store?
No, I saw he was
there. It was just a weird, awkward... Like everybody was just kind of cringy. They had that look on their face, just kind of like, like somebody take the mic away from the dude. Right? So he was he made some cringy remarks about ladies and going out. And
is that when you know you are the ultimate legend, when they have security, they have bodyguards, and you're so big that not that they can't, they won't stop
you? Yeah, I think that's obviously. Who's going to rip the microphone out of Ric Flair's hand, right? But, you know, somebody needs to keep him in check. I mean, he just goes off the rail. I mean, and I think, you know, he's at that age. He's had a lot of, a tough life, right? A hard life. And I don't know if he knows what part's acting and entertainment and hype and what stuff's just, like, weird and cringy and offensive. So, I think he needs some more people in his corner, like help him with like the script before he just does like off script stuff like he does.
Interesting.
I think he could use some help, you know, like, but I know he works with, I know the people that are his PR guys, but I just don't know
if but they he doesn't can even need to. The thing is, he doesn't need to. Terry doesn't need to. You don't need to work on PR when you don't need it.
Yeah, but you still got to say the right things because, like, you know, if you're representing tequila companies or other products or car dealerships or, you know, your statements reflect heavily on the brand. I mean, look what Kanye West and Adidas are. Look at any of these other celebrities that get in trouble. Like, look what Jared Fogle and Subway did to a brand. I mean, Subway has never regained, never recovered from the Jared scandal. And then, you know, now that recently they just got sold to Arby's. Arby's bought Subway, the franchise, the whole company. So, you know, it's one of those things where one person or one spokesperson can heavily impact a company's image or brand or revenue. So I think there is some need to control it, you know?
No, I understand that. You know, I wasn't talking about employment stuff. You know, I'm sure it's not his tequila, you know, that Wahlberg was here talking, right?
No, it was Wahlberg's.
Right, it was his.
So Flair had nothing to do with it, except he just took over at the event and started making weird statements.
And Marky Mark loved it.
Marky Mark looked terrified. He looked like, please don't say something that I have to go and clean up later. Don't say the wrong thing, dude. Like, so he looked terrified in the video, like, because he wanted to be cool, but he couldn't, like, really be what, like, he was, like, terrified of, like, the wrong thing being said, you know?
All right, we still need to get to the SAP story, and yeah. I'm not holding it till the end, but we'll hold it till the end. So here's my question.
Okay.
I see these autographs on a regular basis.
Okay.
I'm a Mark Wahlberg guy.
Okay.
I enjoy his movies. I thought about going, and then, again, I'm almost as lazy as you. I didn't necessarily have a problem, you know, if I was going to pay for the tequila, I could have just put it and displayed it or whatever. But did you see his autograph?
No.
It's disgraceful. Now,
just a scribble?
It's awful. And, we can argue this till the cows come home. When you go and jump somebody walking out of a bar and he gives you a check mark, Conor McGregor's checks or whatever, you're paying for it. When you pay for it, it should be a little more legible. I think you should get prison time if you sign an autograph and you have to write on an index card who wrote it.
Yeah, that's awful. I mean, I'll tell you who has a great signature. Have you seen The Rock's signature?
No.
The Rock's signature is very clear and legible. It's awesome. It's probably one of the best autographs I've ever seen.
The comment when I said, you know, I saw the autograph and I said, I'm so thankful that I didn't go stand in line, blah, blah, blah. Somebody responded and said, I understand what you're saying, but this is a good one.
Oh, man.
And that's how bad it was.
Wow.
I mean, we can argue it. We can argue this, like I said, forever. You're asking someone for something. I get it. Be thankful that you got something. But, you know, people, and I remember, you know, the football that I got to auction off for the Marty Lyons Foundation, and they forged Randall Cunningham's signature. And they swore that it wasn't forged, yet I knew for a fact it was forged because I'm not an idiot. So you've now cost, whether it's a charity, a family, a young man, a young woman, whatever the cost, I don't care if it's a $9 baseball. I would rather them say, you know, my autograph sucks, right? To give the person the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm good. Don't ruin my baseball. Hold on. One of my favorite players, Ronnie Lott. Okay? Ronnie Lott signed a New York Jet helmet. It was a big helmet, okay? Not a mini helmet, an authentic helmet. He signed it. If it was an inch long, big, wide, whatever, it was an inch. I threw the helmet away. That's how bad it was. I would rather you just say, I'm not signing. I don't want to sign.
That's like we went to the Ted Williams Hall of Fame induction, and I got that baseball signed by everybody in attendance, you know, Steve Carlton, Lefty, and Andre Dawson and Tony Perez, or you know, whoever else was there.
Hold on one sec. Why did you say the same guy twice?
Who?
You said Steve Carlton, then you said Lefty.
Oh yeah, well, because nobody knows who Steve Carlton is.
Yeah, okay, but so
I was helping out. Listen, well, maybe some of the people do, because you used the terminology in the last segment that nobody would know unless they're under the, you know, over the age of 65, which is, you know, till the cows come home. nobody in this generation uses that terminology. So, so maybe they know who Lefty is. But I have that baseball. I couldn't tell you any of the names on it. I mean, I was there. I got photos of the guys, you know, with it. But I don't know any of those signatures. They're just sloppy signatures on our baseball.
Yeah, it's awful.
So, but yeah. Yeah, till the cows go home is not something that we say in this generation.
I guess. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, well, let's talk about Warren Sapp on the airplane. It's a colored plane. It's not black. It's not white. It's not green. It's not yellow. It's not pink. It's not orange. But that was the plane that...
What's his autograph look like?
I don't know. Let me see. I may have something in the studio.
Did he sign it on a defendant form this week with the police?
What?
Did he get arrested for that incident on the plane?
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I thought he got in a fight. I was told he got in a fight on the plane.
He did not get in a fight. You are an idiot, and we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
I've been lost in my own place.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Back. I don't know, what do we got? A little over two segments, maybe three segments left. All right, so I get a call the other day. I get video the other day. Everyone's favorite Buccaneer, Warren Sapp, number 99, Hall of Famer, on an airplane flying from South America back to the U.S. of A. Some incidences happened on the plane. And like I said before, Warren is filming. So you would think if you're filming, you're not doing anything wrong. Wouldn't you think that?
Sure.
So basically, the incident is over the armrest. That's where this whole thing started, the armrest.
Okay. That's where most fights on an airplane start, right?
I've been in one. and it was ugly. I mean, this guy was elbowing me.
Who has rights to the armrest when you share a seat in between the two?
Well, first of all, I think it's whoever's the biggest. Because
that's not
well, hold
true.
On. Hold on. I mean, there's etiquette rules, but people don't go by rules. People don't go by what's right. People don't go by right and wrong. And somebody died and said, if you're in the middle seat because it's the worst of the three, you get full possession of both middle armrests. How about share the armrest? I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, like my neighbor and I, I have a fence. The fence is on my property. I bought the fence solely on my property. He wanted to just do the little connector piece from his house to my fence post. And I said, no, can't share my fence post because then you have equal rights to that fence post and maybe half of that fence if I ever sell the house or the property. So I was like, just get your own fence post. So shouldn't the planes have their own?
First of all, that's not true.
What do you mean?
If you paid for the fence, it's your fence.
I don't know. Not if it's connected by common post. Not if they connect to it later on.
Yes.
You have rights to that.
No, you don't. Of course you don't.
What do you mean? If they've attached their fence to my fence post and I sell the property.
Yep.
Then
it's your fence.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Have rights to the, it's your fence. If you have the receipt, if you have proof that you paid for the fence, it's your fence.
Well, that's why I put it on my property line. So it's not in the middle, like not split 50-50.
Right. Okay. Go ahead. But so far, I've proved one of your things wrong.
But anyway, but they should, on the plane, they should have, you know, each seat should have their own seat rest. Like you should have two armrests in the middle instead of one.
Well, A, you can't, because then they would have to take three people off the plane. You know, they cram every inch of space. So it started over the armrest.
Okay.
And according to Warren, the female that was in the middle was basically laying on Warren. And Warren was, you know, like, hey, maybe get up, maybe move over. You know, that's your husband. Your husband is sitting on the aisle. So the husband is in the aisle. The wife is in the middle. And Warren is on the left. And so they're fighting over the armrest. And Warren's like, if you're going to lay on somebody, lay on your husband. So then it started to get out of hand. It got ugly. And the flight attendant moved the two people to the back of the plane. Now, Warren is filming this. Somebody from behind, like I said, reached up and touched him on the elbow twice.
Right.
Which I found, what's going on? I don't know the order because he didn't film the whole thing. He's like, I stopped. I should have kept going. Out of nowhere, the female behind him says something to the effect of, you need to shut the F up. You don't know who you're dealing with.
Oh, she said that to him?
The person on the window.
Okay.
All right. Back to the other thing. We'll get back to the words in a minute. Warren says to the flight attendant, you really don't want me leaning on the door it's the escape hatch. So I can't lean to the left. You're telling me don't lean to the right. I'm a big man. There's plenty of room, right? So they move. So then the lady says, I'm a Dade County police officer.
Okay.
Warren's comment on video, name and badge number, please. Now, they don't have any rights in the plane anyway.
Right.
Damon, well, she wouldn't provide any of that. We'll get back to that. Flight attendant comes over, is talking to Warren. And after like 15 minutes, she sits down, they're talking. She says her name. And she said her name so many times that even I know her name. Her name was Diane.
Okay.
And Warren's like, okay, Diane. And Diane goes, and what's your name, sir? And Warren goes, you have the manifest. You know what my name is. Why are you talking to me like this? Go up and look at the manifest if you need to. Then Warren says to her, are we good? And the lady goes, are you good? And Warren said, that's not what I asked. I asked, are we good? He wants the lady to say, they're good. That Warren hasn't done anything. That Warren hasn't been Warren. You know, he's sitting there. He's trying to get home. Whatever. After 15 minutes, he goes, I say to the lady, could I get a cup of water? I'm a little parched. Because he's now been talking to her for 15 minutes. According to Warren, this was not on film. She comes back with a 2-liter and puts it on the ground and walks away. I don't know about you. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, for sure.
And like Warren said, put it on the empty seat. Why are you putting it on the floor?
Just dishes.
I don't get it. So it escalated. I guess he posted it. And when the plane landed, some big shot of the airline was there who knows Warren.
Okay.
And Warren explained it. He goes, oh, I didn't know you posted it already. He's like, can you just do me a favor? Get me to my luggage so I can get out of here. So he walked them down. To the best of my knowledge, and just to cover all of our booties, allegedly, she was not a Dade County police officer.
Oh, liar.
Well, it's more than lying. That's a federal offense.
Impersonation.
Right. Now, again, you're on a plane in the middle of international. Does all of that apply? I believe she's related to a Dade County police officer.
Well, that doesn't make you one.
Well, and it makes it even worse. Be honest, because your whoever, your family member or whatever, is now, you're attaching. It's kind of like why I never want you to represent me, because when you go out and do something stupid, it affects me. So now this person is doing something stupid, which could reflect on the real Dade County police officer.
For sure.
And
well,
so,
I mean, well, and speaking of covering your booty, General Booty is the quarterback's name from the Oklahoma Sooners. And so when you're talking about covering your booty, General Booty is the way to go.
Or a big booty.
No, General is the best way.
So, you know, he's telling the story. It's going on. And then he goes, you know what? I'll call you back. And he was off. You know, he's making some phone calls, and, you know, he felt disrespected. And, you know, he says that he has one of those, like, what you want me to bring, the big on-air flashing light you want me to start bringing to the broadcast. He said that's on his forehead every time he gets on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's the part of the celebrity circle that not many people know about, you know, what we live through. It's just, every time you go out into the general population, you know, you deal with
hold on,
nonsense.
Hold on. That's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough life. Hard to, you know, but people don't see the struggle, man. It's tough. But speaking of tough, there was a guy named Mean Joe Green. I don't know if you remember Mean Joe.
Yeah, he threw a jersey for Coca-Cola.
Well, he, you know, he used to talk about how, when he would get asked to do, you know, autographs, he would turn them down if he was, you know, eating dinner or if he was in a bad mood. You know, he would he would keep up with his nickname, Mean Joe Green, so it kind of fit the swag.
But that's hold on, I'll let you finish. But that's not being mean. If you're eating dinner and you turn down an autograph, that's not being mean.
But he did turn his aggression towards the lazy celebrities and athletes who don't take pride in their autographs. He went on record as, quote, a straight line, comma, that's their name, Gene spat. And that, they put some wheels on it. He's like, Gene has been bothered by bad autographs since his playing days and watched them worsen as more athletes turn pro without much use for ink and paper. Cursive writing has become unnecessary, and now it's keyboards and the lack of penmanship. So he went on to say that signatures can capture a fan's imagination, adding a mystique to a player's legacy. Mickey Mantle's autograph, Half Moon's stroke, within each M is sports art. You can read every letter, and it's fluid. Sandy Koufax, Lou Gehrig, Jim Kelly, Oscar Robertson, Maurice Richard, or Gordie Howe souvenir.
Well, I could tell you many that are great as well.
So, but that's cool that the athletes, that there are some out there who take great pride in signing, but so, yeah. So, anyway, I thought it was cool to tie it into what we were talking about earlier with the autographs and how floppy they are.
No, for sure. And, I wished more did. And, I've always defended, the rights of anybody on signing or not signing. It's up to them. But it's just a shame. And I know why some do. Some do it on purpose. I'm running through a mall. You're invading in my time. They don't owe you anything. So I could take either side. It's just a shame that, like I said, I've seen, I probably even have, an autograph or two that I couldn't tell you who it is. It's almost, I should just throw it away because I don't know who it is. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you again if you offered me that $1 million.
Well, and I saw an autograph. A player was approached by a guy, like a collector who had, tons of items to sign. And he said, look, I can't sign those. He's like, we know what you do with them. We know it's for profit. We know who you are. He's like, I can't, not allowed to sign those. So, everybody has a different, a different reason to get the autograph, right?
Well, and then there's been some athletes, and I support this as well. I remember back in the day, whether we were at MGM or we were at Mandalay Bay, and we would be in the bar area, Ryan Bennett, myself, and some other media, a couple, Tito, and we'd be just there shooting the crap or whatever, and we're watching, all of these dealers standing at the elevator. Now, again, what side do you want me to take? He's standing there for 14 hours to get autographs to sell. That's what he's doing for a living.
Yeah.
So don't talk down upon him. Just don't do it. If you have a problem with it, don't do it. If you want to just do one, just say, hey, I know you're going to sell them. Here's one. Again, he's not stealing. They're spending all day, all night, sitting there waiting for Chuck, waiting for Randy, waiting for Tito, whatever, to sign an autograph that's, it doesn't matter what it's going to sell for, $30 or $300. It shouldn't matter what it's worth. You either want to do it or you don't. Mike Allstott signed so many autographs. He didn't care. He wanted to sign. I remember this like it was yesterday. So Warwick Dunn had a problem with, there used to be a baseball card store inside the Sears at what is now One Buck Place. It was a massive mall, and it was right across the street from Tampa Stadium. So Warwick got word and got upset that there was an autograph of his being sold for a couple $100. And again, we're going back in time, late 90s, early 2000s, I don't remember what. And he was very, very upset about it. And the guy told him, he goes, that's what it's worth. Because, your autograph is so sought after. And if you're so worried about that, do what Mike Allstott does. I don't think you could sell Mike Allstott's autograph for more than $25. And it's worth, obviously, a lot more because of how the community loves Mike Allstock. But Mike has and will continue to sign autographs for anybody, and it's an awesome autograph, an awesome-looking autograph. So make it supply and demand.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way to keep the value, right? I mean, the less they're out there, the less quantity of items that are signed, the higher the value. But, like, you know, with today's modern age of mail and, you know, technology, you know, a lot of these athletes are doing autographs through the mail. Does that cheapen the, you know, obviously the experience isn't the same as getting it from your favorite athlete, or while they're signing it, you're taking a picture of them signing it, or somebody takes a picture of you receiving it back from them at a table or an autograph session. But what do you think about the mail order autograph for athletes?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that takes away from, you know, the experience. It doesn't change the autograph if it's proven that it's the autograph. I mean, that's your first concern with doing it through the mail.
It could be a publicist or an assistant, or, you know, because the White House, the president doesn't sign those letters, right? I mean, he just, somebody else has a stamp or signs it for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking at something signed by the president that any military member, you know, when a veteran passes away, you can send this letter in and you get a document signed by the president at the time. So I guarantee you the president didn't sign this. It's reproduced. So he might have signed something that then they stick on every one of these. So it's a reproduction of the autograph. Right.
Sure.
You know, I've seen autograph sessions that have been absolutely awesome, you know, where they do take time and talk to you and an experience, and, you know, that you'll and then there's been times where you walk up, you hand the ball, the athlete doesn't even look up, he signs it, he rolls it back to you, and you're gone. So is that a better experience than just sending it through the mail?
Not if it's that Rapinoe women's soccer chick that didn't even look up and gave the autograph back to the kid.
A, we don't know the story. B, anybody who would ask that person for an autograph deserves to be treated like crap.
Well,
you so said about what was this?
I'm gonna get you a Rapinoe jersey for your birthday.
I honestly would burn it.
I will not. I'll put a flag on it. I'll put an American flag on it so you can't burn it.
I'll drop it on the ground and then you have to burn it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good one.
So what was the guy, Jared? Was Jared Subway?
Yeah, Jared from Subway.
Okay.
Jared Fogle.
You said that he ruined Subway, and I'm willing to bet you that I had gone to a Subway after he was found guilty.
Okay.
I guarantee you I haven't been there since she endorsed it.
Yeah, well, what about when Tom Brady endorsed it and he doesn't eat bread?
That was stupid. That was the most ridiculous thing ever.
You know, that's your boy.
Well, no, I don't blame the guy for taking the money and running, but for, you know, supposedly you're supposed to believe anybody that's endorsing a product. Right, right. And he even says, I don't eat bread.
Right. So it was so dumb. Yeah, no, I mean, but look, at one time, Jared's Q rating for marketability was the highest on the planet. I mean, you couldn't touch it. I mean, he was higher than Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan. Like, you know, his endorsement at one time was the highest in the world, you know, and he was at every grand opening, every World Series, every NASCAR Cup. I mean, you know, it was a marketing machine. And then when that scandal came out, and, you know, now Subway's owned by Arby's.
I'm sure he's a machine now as well.
Who knows? He should be getting out soon. I mean, a federal year is only, what, 10 months? So, with good behavior, he got sentenced to, like, 15 years, I think it was. So, he should be getting out probably in a couple of years.
Whatever. I don't care if he ever gets out. All I care about, I believe, our final break of the afternoon. We're almost through this disaster. The disaster did not hit Tampa Bay, so we had to make sure this was one for you.
Yeah, we created one.
Yeah, we did create one. This is Knockout Radio. We'll hit our last break, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8 Man Strong. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Gaylord Perry. I play for the San Francisco Giants, the Cleveland Indians, the Texas Rangers, the San Diego Padres, the New York Yankees, the Atlanta Braves, the Seattle Mariners, and the Kansas City Royals. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Out here, final few minutes of the disaster that did hit not only the Tampa Bay area, but the entire country and world, and that would be knockout read.
Well, I want to change my stance from, you know, a few weeks ago, where I always said that the athletes should say what team they played for or how people would know them, because in the future, you know, we might not recognize the name. But that guy named every team. So, like, for him, I would like to just see him say, I played for everyone.
I'm looking something up real quick, because just because of you, I thought he played for more teams than that. This guy only played for seven teams. Gaylord played for nine. I think he played for nine teams. There's got to be somebody that's played for like 32 teams. Brad, how about this point?
Edwin Jackson. I think our boy EJ, I think he played for 13. I think that's the record.
I'm looking.
13 or 15 major league teams he played for.
Here's a lot. Dodgers, Rays, Detroit, Arizona, Chicago, St. Louis, Washington, Chicago, Atlanta, Miami, that's 10, San Diego, Baltimore, Washington. All right, so he went back to Washington, so that don't count, 12, Oakland, Toronto, and back to Detroit.
Yeah, 15 teams, and yeah, that's
a good career.
That's a great career. Every time he did, he got paid.
Let me try this one. Why didn't it come up? Brad Pitt. Oh, that's because I spelled his name wrong. We still need to look at Saturday, the UFC in Paris. Might want to look at that schedule. This one ain't bad. Brad Penny, the Marlins, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Tigers, Japan, back to the Giants, to the Marlins. He went more than that. This has him in the Marlins in 2014. Oh, he went back to the Marlins. How about that? Now, does this count as one team or two?
I think he got as two. Sure.
He played for the Florida Marlins from 2000 to 2004, and then he played for the Miami Marlins in 2014.
That's a different franchise, different organization.
Well, it probably isn't. It's the same franchise.
Different name.
Just a different name.
And different people in decision-making, so they brought him in. So it counts as another team.
All right, he played for the Giants twice in 09 and 12, so that's the same. It's the same.
You're right. The UFC, September 2nd, your heavyweight fight, main event, Ciryl Gane versus Spivak is your main event. Your co-main event, women flyweight, is Manon Fiorot versus Rose Yamanoudis. Rose Thug back in the octagon.
Had absolutely no idea Rose was fighting this weekend.
Yeah, they're not promoting it a lot. I haven't seen it promoted at all. Your lightweight fight, Benoit Saint-Denis, or Denise, I don't know, versus Thiago Moises.
They don't call you the best for nothing.
No, I'm the best. I'm the best at butchering these names up. light heavyweight, Volkman Oldsmir versus Bogdan Guskov. God. William Gomez versus Giannis. I mean, come on. Like, Ghemouri. Jamuri.
I'm glad we saved this for the end. I love when we I know.
Well, they're all a bunch of French names. I don't know none of this stuff. Like Morgan Chachkuri. Sounds like a cheese and like meat board. Versus Manalo Zucchini. Nice. That is a food board. Yeah, I mean, that's what I hate about when
Hold on. Don't leave out the prelims.
those are even worse.
Don't be rude to every athlete.
All right. Your first fight on the prelims is a guy named Zara. There's a girl. Zara.
A guy, that's Zara.
Aaron, F-A-I-R-N, Dos Santos, versus Jacqueline Cavalacanti. It's not bad. Then you've got Farid Basharat versus Clyzdun Rodriguez. Perfect. Then Nora Cornhole versus, I don't know. It's prelims. It's prelims. No one's going to watch it. It's fine. Let's keep it moving. I don't know any of these names, buddy. I'm sorry, man. I mean, maybe the UFC has grown too much. I have no idea who Enge Lusa is. I don't know Taylor Lapalus. I don't know you. Colon Logren. I don't know him. Race McKee. Jacqueline Edwards. I've never heard of any of these names, ever.
Is it too early to start looking forward to next Saturday? Is it disrespectful to look?
I would absolutely look next Saturday. Now, that's your UFC 293. Izzy Adesanya versus Sean Strickland. Tai Tuivasa versus Alexander Volkov. Justin Taffa versus Austin Lane. Tyson Pedro versus Anton Tukulue. I mean, those, you know, at least Kai Kara France, he should be on the French card. He's on the wrong card. His name is France. It says it in the name. He should be on the other card. But anyway, I think that's common, right? I mean, as you call me a common fan of the UFC, which is fine.
I typically don't. I typically call you a common cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, so as a common fan, you absolutely are bypassing this UFC, card this week. It's a local card out of country, local people you've never heard of. there's no star power. I mean, you know, nobody, does anybody really want to see Gagne fight again? Or, I mean, and they didn't even promote Rose. I mean, they should have put all their advertising budget behind Rose, because she has such a huge fan base, and it's multi-purpose. You know, it's women, it's you know, she's a champ. She went back and got her belt after adversity and won it back. I mean, she's the star. They should have been promoting the hell out of this fight. So if nothing else, you at least get the pay-per-view for one person, and then everybody gets to watch the rest of the fights as a byproduct.
Well, but they had to make Gon the main event because it's in Paris, and he's the French fighter, and blah 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 blah. But you're right.
As John Jones says, the French are known for quitting. Like, that's what they do. Like, they, you know, so I expect a tap from Gagne.
Right.
He might have tapped already. Somebody check. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But I think, you know, Rose is a star in this card, and they should have done more to promote their champion.
No. Or ex-champion.
But she'd won it twice. First one to ever do it, right? Like, she was the first one to lose her belt and then come back and get it back, right?
I believe she was, yeah.
So, I mean, you got to put your marketing dollars behind that, because that's a star power.
Hold on. GSP won it back.
I think it's women. I think she was the first female to do it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously Amanda Wynn did it, you know, after and then retired, but I think Rose is the first one to do it.
So at the Bucks game Saturday, Jay Retcher and I, we were talking about a list that we made. I think it was at the Outback Bowl. The 20 top UFC fighters of all time.
Okay.
Then we had a discussion as to the number 20. I want to replace one, and he says it's too early. Ronda Rousey was on the list. I think we take Ronda Rousey off and put Israel on. Give me your thoughts. Where would you put those two fighters? Who would you rank higher than the other?
Wow.
And there has to, at some point, and we can talk about this next week, there's a name or two on this list that's on the list because of what they possibly did for the sport, not how they were as a fighter.
Right. I mean, Ronda was the women. I mean, she made the women's division of the UFC. I mean, she was the star. She was dominant. She was, you know, she was a decorated champion before she came into the UFC. So yeah, she rightfully deserves to be in that top, obviously because of her impact in the sport and the growth of it. Izzy, you know, he deserves to be, I mean, same thing, lost his title, went back and got it, showed true heart, you know, dominant. So if you had to choose between the two.
Yeah, one's got to go.
I'm going to go.
I booted Ronda.
Yeah, I think hers just because of her impact in the sport.
Right.
And if you're doing it just strictly from the purest of like the fight game, I think you give the nod to Izzy.
Oh, and that was, you know, my thoughts, and that's what we said, and we discussed it. And then there's another one, and we'll discuss this next week when, you know, I'll get the list from Jay, and then we'll go over it. At some point, I think Royce Gracie moves, because, again, it's the same thing. What he did early, I get all that. But I think, you know, as fighters got bigger, stronger, faster, blah, 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 some have leapfrogged them. And so I'll be curious when we discuss this list next week. How many of those would you leave on? How many would you leave off? And who's on the verge? You know, who sits at 22? You know, if
I think with Hoist especially, you know, that the Brazilian jiu-jitsu dominance is no longer there. You know, these guys have figured out the jiu-jitsu leverage, you know, code. The puzzle's been cracked. They have defenses for every offense. So now you see it's more of a hybrid between a wrestler and a grappler. You know, and there's kind of a hybrid that is successful in the UFC. So I don't, obviously, Hoist wouldn't have nearly the success he has had then, now, in today's modern UFC. Sure. But his impact is, you know, undeniable. You can't, sure. The sport wouldn't be anything without him. So You gotta keep him there like Ronda for, you know, impact, but I don't think for dominant performances or top champions. I think he probably will get booted, at least not now, over time.
Well, yeah, very soon, because, you know, your next ones, you know, if Sean, Sugar Sean, goes on a 2-year run, you know, maybe he comes into that list. And like I said, we'll go over the list next week, you know, who will never leave. There are some that will never leave, John Jones being one of those, Amanda Nunes being one of those. If you stay top 20, I find it hard to believe that there would ever be 19 fighters that could leapfrog John Jones or Amanda Nunes at any time. Don't ever say never, but it'll be interesting. So we'll run down that list next week. Want to thank everybody for tuning in on, at least in the Tampa Bay area, pretty gloomy, rainy, wet day. But we'll get over it. Tallahassee will get over it. We'll all be able to talk about this 15 years down the road, hopefully.
Yeah, prayers to everybody involved by the hurricane, and everybody be safe out there.
We'll be somewhere next week in a better location, I'm sure. Until then, thank you to 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Buck. See everybody.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.